Radio, and
wow,
Women of Wonder. Woo-hoo. My name is Alisa.
And my name is Marilyn.
And I'm Anna.
So welcome, everybody. It's another Wednesday with these wonderful women, and Marilyn.
It's Wow Wednesday.
It's Wow Wednesday. And so Marilyn has told me that today's topic will be on
Perspectives.
Percentages.
Oh, it is percentages with a perspective.
I was a lion. So what was your idea behind that?
No, it was Anna's idea. It just looked like it was mine.
Yeah, she said it with authority, so, you know. Yeah.
Well, she said. we were just talking about the different ways people view life. And, you know, you can be with your best friend or, you know, a family member. You know how that can be. You can be with a family member. And I'm like, you know, like you have a whole tribe of people. You're like, you know, I've got three or four sisters. Well, there's four of us, all girls. And we just have such a different outlook on life.
Right.
So there's different, and we had different parents. Not really. You know how that goes. We were raised in the same family. And how did you get that one?
Well, that's true, though, because, I mean, that's true for every family. If you have... You can have multiple, you know, siblings, and each one will have a different perspective on what happened at that house.
Oh, I know.
You're like, well, I was there, but that's not what happened to me. That's not what I saw, or that's not how I felt I was treated, or it is very different.
I know.
So you think it's the environment, but people will get what they want or what they need out
and,
of
you know, it. And sequential stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I when I had my instantaneous healing, the things that led up to it before it happened, my story, which I lived it, was different than what my sister-in-law viewed it as. And I'm thinking, but it was my story. So this was my story, my view, my viewpoint, my whole out-of-body experience. But it's interesting. It really is.
Well, something like that, you know, when people observe it,
So
they're gleaning something from your adventure, right? Whatever that is.
Yeah.
And so it's like you kind of want to honor that. At the same time, sometimes you're in shock a little bit from the perspective of someone else. Like you're like probably looking at her like, what? What was that?
Yeah.
And just know that she gleaned something from it, whatever that was.
Yeah.
Not might have been fun or not fun. And I think I was talking to you before Alisa showed up today, and that's kind of how we got into this, of how you can be around people a long time and not realize that they have a very different perspective of the life that you're living, whether you're living together or not.
I know. Isn't that weird?
It's really weird.
It's like a parallel universe.
Yes. It's true. Maybe that's it. Maybe I floated into another state.
It's something to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very weird. So I just realized that some things are coming to light, have been coming to light for the past month and a half. And I told you, I was like, I'm not really in shock. I'm fascinated by it.
I know. That's a good, because you're going through observation.
Yeah.
And you're also stepping out and observing and being able to witness what really was taking place. You have a deeper understanding. And it's almost like this is what life's about anyway. Why do we have to take this heavy stuff on? Let's learn the lesson. What it's really all about is forgiveness and letting go and moving forward and going into the expansion of yourself. So when you say you're fascinated by this, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You're really witnessing.
Yeah. Like at first, I think when some first things came out, it was kind of like a little bit of a shocker. Like, what? You know, because somebody can perceive something very, very differently from you. This whole experience, like the three of us are here, I always say, you're in a room with somebody, and if you stepped out and somebody was outside your door and they interviewed each of us, we would have a similar story, but maybe just a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are situations where now I know that people are going to step out the door, and they have a completely different POV, point of view.
POV.
On the situation. Uh-huh. And so when somebody has a POV, their own little point of view, and it does not match anything close to what you're attempting to or what you thought you were giving out, that's the interesting part, because people are on different
wavelength.
Frequencies, vibrations. I don't want to say levels. It's not levels. It's not good. It's not bad. There's no, it's a journey. It's a process. And when we understand that, mm-hmm. we can respect and allow them to be where they are. It doesn't mean we have to be on that frequency or share that. Or we choose to, maybe. Well, we choose to come here, be in your space. It's wonderful. And so I feel like the moment we walk in the door, we raise our vibration anyway.
Oh,
so
thank you.
So when you perceive it like that, mm-hmm. to me, that's wonderful. That's joyful.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, sometimes there are situations and places and things that you do. You go into a situation and you can either hold your vibration or you drop it.
Right.
And because you've heard people say, well, I could feel the tension when I walked in the room.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. And we can, because if we listen to our inner guidance system, we think, run. Run.
Or you open the door and you go, nope. You close the door?
Okay, that was awesome.
You know, it's funny because when Patty was here, I told her when she left last week or this week that her vibration may drop because, you know, she's in a different vibration when she goes back to home.
Right.
And she said that she was able to handle it. You know, she didn't drop as much as she thought she would. So that was good.
I think after having a conversation with her that she got a different perspective on something going on or some things going on, much like we pick up things from people we listen to and mm-hmm. books that we read,
right, yeah.
and stuff like that. So when she was talking and we were talking about Find the Gift, and it's like she lit up. Like you
she did. She totally did.
So when you come away with an awareness, you come away with a little tool, or you come away with some way of being that helps you
right.
or assists you, and you get that aha, I think that is it'll change the vibration.
Yeah, and you know what? You're not going to go backwards. No. You are not going to go backwards. You can't. It doesn't fit. Mm-hmm. It doesn't fit.
Yeah, you can't unknow what you know.
I've got a big, huge eraser in the other room. I mean, it's like we erase bad memories. It says bad memories, and I don't know if you saw it in my meditation room.
No.
But, yeah, but you can't, you'll just never go backwards because once you know, you know. And it's almost like life never is going to be the same. And, you know, it's sort of like, why do you need the 2x4, the accident or an illness to wake you up so you can get that advancement,
right.
you know?
I was talking to actually Jen Kramer this morning, and we were talking exactly about that. And I said the same thing. Why do we need that spiritual 2x4 that knocks on the head? And she looked at me and she said, because sometimes we get something dropped on us, you know, somebody throws a pebble at us, you know, our guides are throwing a pebble, then maybe they'll pick up a piece of bark and throw it at us, you know, and they're giving you clues. They're constantly giving you clues. And you're like, I'll think about that tomorrow. I'll look at it later. And then it gets bigger, then there's like a bigger rock. And then there's like maybe a boulder or it has to be that big thing that wakes up
and stay awake.
And stay awake. Yeah. Because that's the biggest thing here is that I think I've probably been at a point where I'm like, why am I just back asleep? Like, why don't I just put the covers on and ignore all the voices in my head that are saying, come this way, do this thing. You know, why
am I back asleep?
And go, oh, it was so wonderful. It was so, oh, we did this, or we went here, we, you know, we never experienced what it's that back here. Mm-hmm. And then we've grown from that. We expanded from a lot of different, every once in a while, it comes up and you're like, oh,
the safety.
It feels familiar. It is.
Yeah.
And so there are a lot of things that come into our experience, this would be in my perspective. That allow us to stay on our path. So,
and yeah. You know what? You're surrounding yourself. I know I'm surrounding myself. I surround myself with people that can help feed into where I am going.
Yes.
Like mentors or teachers. But I also you like to read books that will help me say, oh, why didn't I think of this? Mm-hmm. You know, and I like to go back and read the books that helped awaken me too.
Right.
You know, so there's good nuggets in there because anytime you go back to read a book that helped you, you find another nugget there.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, a friend that plays the movie The Secret in the background. when she works.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, it's always like, it's in the background, so I don't focus on it. But there's a moment where all of a sudden I hear it, and whatever it is that they say is exactly what I'm going to hear. And I was like, that's pretty cool.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's so many, and I want to switch, you know, perceptions, because, you know, there's movies out there that help awaken us, too.
Yeah.
You know, I love that movie, Avatar.
Yes.
Because there were so many different levels of expansion that the possibilities, but it was all about Earth and taking care of our Earth, you know, and we as humans should really do that, too. I mean, I'm not should. We need to be aware that Mother Earth is an entity just like us, and it has a perception.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
She's very loving, and she allows us a lot. She wants us to build the buildings and stuff. But every once in a while, she's got a...
Two by four. Like a little tsunami.
Yeah. A little lava flow.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. So, yeah, but you've got... You know what? It's like you can... It's disruptive, and it gets a little weird. I want to say crazy, but not crazy.
Crazy good.
Well, you have to look at it that way. What's the crazy good you can get out of it? What's the, you know, like, I love, my brother lost 2 houses in Hawaii, like a month ago, with a lava flow. And so, you know, I called him up. I'm like, are you okay? He's like, yeah, we're fine. You know, I think his wife took it a little harder than he did. I mean, I'm sure there was some stuff there, you know. And he said, well, I guess now we'll just go to the other side. So, you know, and I thought about it because he was getting ready to remodel one of the houses, and you could look at it as, well, now I don't have to remodel. Now I can just go build on the other side. Or, you know, whatever that perspective is, like, I loved his response. Yeah, we'll just go to the other side. So that, there's nothing you can do.
Nothing.
Like, absolutely nothing you can do.
Right.
That's Mother Nature at her finest, right?
And it won't serve a purpose to kind of harp on the fact that it's gone, you know? I think so much stuff is coming through to me as you guys are talking.
Okay, so speak up, darling.
It's like, there's always something else. But it's just this flow of when people, we talk about our perspective and our perception of things. And a lot of times we bring the baggage of something similar from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and I say this because I'll listen to, say, like, my mother. I visited her the other week, and I love my mom. I'm now very used to kind of her patterns, and you know, she has a memory. It's very selective. And I know she just seems to be, she always remembers like something negative. There's always something that, oh, look how beautiful. Oh, but look at that one little speck right there. And she's sort of trained herself to do that. It's very interesting. So, but even if she's trying to explain something like, oh, do you know this person? He reminds me of so-and-so. It's always going to be something else. It's never like, well, who is this person? Let me just meet. Oh, but you remind me of so-and-so. And I'm like, but that's not who that person is. So why don't you just, if you can file that away, like, that's great, but this is who I am. So it's interesting where people will kind of anchor. And I feel
cool.
Like, and,
cool.
Yeah. And so it's always in the past.
Yeah.
And it's always to the past and always to something really heartachy or heavy or, I think we kind of play off of that. So I think, for me being the third child, I've been able to see a lot. And it took a while because I definitely had that kind of conditioning too, because she was the main influence. Although I'm more like my dad,
mm-hmm.
as I've gotten older, I realize, yeah, I think I'm more like my dad. You know, I get it, but I understand where my mom's coming from. But it's a choice to hold on to that stuff. It's a choice to bring that with you, almost like a protection cloak, but it's like sandbags. You know, it's really,
you know, and it is interesting because we do negate a lot. We have something in front of us and we say, yeah, but, and then we just negate whatever was said. And I'm thinking, I think it's a humanness. It's part of being human. But when you see it and you hear it, you think, oh, better correct that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, okay, I just correct that one. That, you know, that's not, that but needs to come out.
Yeah, you can.
Uh-huh.
That actually somebody posted that on social media the other day, and they
yeah.
said something, And I said, make that but an and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Cause you're including.
You're included. You're inclusive. And now it's all encompassing. And so it was pretty interesting, you know, to have a conversation just on the word and.
Well, we can go off on our little deep end. So perception.
Yeah. It's a big one.
You know, it is. And you even think about, I knew we were going to have this talk because my perception was a little off.
That's right. It was.
When she came in, when Anna came in, I was like, whoa, where are my eyes going?
Oh.
But I'm okay now. But it's still a little weird.
Is it?
Yeah. But, So.
It's a good thing you're just sitting here having a conversation.
Yeah, because I know I'm opening up new pathways because I'm doing some physical therapy.
Okay.
And I can feel it working in my brain, but boy, was I that blocked?
Well, I moved my room around recently.
Oh, how was that?
I'm not quite feeling it, but last night, I felt like I would wake up or I'd look up, where am I? I kind of felt, it was definitely off, but it's because my perspective was different because I'm facing a different wall. So the things that I would expect to see to the left of me is not there. And it's stuff that was on the right side. So things have really been jumbled up, and it's not quite settled yet. So that was that feeling.
Isn't that interesting? And it's sort of like a brain fog.
Yeah.
And it was sort of like you've been drunk or something.
Felt like I was spinning a little bit.
I know. This is what I was feeling before you got here.
Oh,
and I'm thinking, okay. But it was like even the lights coming in were weird. So I said to my husband, I said, if something happens to me later, just know what I'm feeling because I'm just telling you what I've been. But I'm okay now, you know.
Right.
I'm hoping I'm okay. I feel my perception says I'm okay, and my perspective says I'm okay.
Well, and those are interesting markers. Years ago, this is probably before I really got into my spirituality, like big time, versus just like reading books on the fly, you know, when I was a little kid. I don't usually get headaches. But what I do, it seems to make up for lifetimes of never having headaches because it's really bad. Probably like migraine type headaches. But I don't know because I don't usually get them.
Uh-huh.
I just know that, wow, this feels really bad. And I remember my parents were visiting me. I was living in this apartment off Hendersonville Road. And for whatever reason, I just felt really, really bad. And had a headache. And I ended up like, I think I'm going to throw up. And I things I never do. I never throw up, and I never have headaches. And all of a sudden, all of it was hitting. What is going on? But I think what was happening, like, in hindsight, I think there was a lot of stuff shifting for me that I
didn't want to go.
Couldn't even look at. Didn't even understand how to process any of that stuff.
Isn't that interesting that you should say process that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we don't know how to process, our body wants to check out.
Yes.
Yeah. Our mind wants it, which is, you know, what happens is like if we're overloaded with emotions, we have to take a nap.
That's what,
like an 8-hour nap.
Yeah.
Or 3-day nap.
Yeah.
You know?
Isn't that normal? Happens every week. I understand.
No, but it's true. And it's, yeah. And so. Yeah, our perspective and our perception changes and it throws us off.
Yeah.
That's why when you get older people don't really like to change too much.
I hadn't noticed. Just kidding.
They
I love you.
And you know what? Animals are sort of like that. Nature's sort of like that,
yeah,
too. They like consistency.
Yeah.
So who's right, who's wrong?
Well, if you think about it, consistency is that thing in our lives that kind of puts us into that human perspective. So I expect my tea glass is here. If I got up and walked into the other room, I expect it to be here when I get back, unless you're tricksters, and then you like, let's just hide all of our stuff, you know? So it's that kind of thing. So we look at it and go, isn't it nice that it's here? So like, for example, say we did take a vacation or we went somewhere specifically, same place every year. Well, each year you would pretty much expect it to be there, especially if you make reservations. It might, the decor might change a little bit or whatever, but you know that the consistency,
mm-hmm,
of just knowing that it's there grounds you as a human being. So, yeah, so when something major in your life changes, like, you know, you're talking about that, and there's something out there called widow's fog, which means usually it's when a spouse passes away, the person kind of gets disoriented. And you talk about that because when my family left a year ago in June, I had that because I was disoriented. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what I was doing. And I was just, my brain, it's like my brain was buzzing and it was foggy and it was weird and it was different. And, you know, like Elisa would literally come over and just hang out with me while I was in this daze, you know? So it was very, very strange being in that space. And so I think about that, how our bodies protect our, it protects us.
Yeah.
Our minds protect us. And it's really interesting. I don't want people to have to go through that at all. I would not want them to go through it at all, but it's interesting to go through it. Like I was telling you earlier, I was fascinated by it afterwards. I was fascinated by it afterwards, observing it and observing my behavior and who I was being and how I was being and how I was questioning myself and my perspective when you think about it. And I think that's why I'm fascinated by this whole therapy thing, because it's helping me understand someone else's perspective. And when you can generally understand someone else's perspective, you can say, ah, now I can, you know, you, if you choose to, you can change how you communicate with that person. You can change what you say and how you say it. It's a lot of work, and yes, if you care for somebody, I would guess that you would do it. At the same time, it's like, wow, that person has this perspective. And that's why when you said, what do you want to talk about? I'm like, let's talk about perspective. Because it's so fascinating that someone would actually have such thoughts. And a lot of people are out there walking around this planet with thoughts of unworthiness, thoughts of lack, thoughts of
anger.
I'm not good enough,
anger,
fear, anxiety, depression. And I think to myself,
aren't you lucky?
You know, and when you are speaking with someone who has these things, you're a jerk when you're happy. And I understand it now. Okay. So, and that's what I was talking, not to divulge all that stuff going on, but I was talking today and I said, well, she must have been miserable for the last
11 years.
When I started understanding or working on understanding energy and spirituality back in 2008, we started the show in 2010.
So you weren't with her before?
No,
that.
I was.
18
years.
Oh, 18 years.
So, 18 years.
Okay, so you
I shifted. And so that's what happens when, in not knowing, there are things that have come up, like I told you a month ago, that I had no idea that was her perspective. Okay, so now I know, well, of course I was a jerk. Because if I'm over there going, be happy, appreciate yourself, la, la, la.
Someone's
not ready to receive that.
That's chalk on a board.
It is nails on a chalkboard. So now I'm understanding that seriously, a long time she's held this I'm not worthy in her system. And so when you hold that in your body, when you hold that in your space, and you continue to think that, what do you think shows up for you? Well, how do you think the world, how do you view the world when you look through those eyes? It cannot feel good. And I understand that now. I understand that it's not my place to be in someone else's shoes and, quote, unquote, fix them. You know, it's
Thank you.
You can only, and you know, I run around going, let me be the example. And I can only be that for me.
Right.
And those who are willing to see me and say, oh, thank you for being that, not thank you for being the jerk who's always happy sunshine and lollipop, right?
And, you know, it's true because I think being a twin, you know, one, it was always me being a little bit more joyful than Carolyn. Carolyn had a different perspective. And her learning, because we're both dyslexic, but she's severe dyslexic, and so her learning didn't help her, so she struggled a lot. I didn't know the struggle because I just struggled. But I didn't know that you didn't have to struggle until you didn't know how, you know, like you can't go backwards. But the thing, what I'm saying is that sometimes people, I get that people don't always want to be around people that are happy. And that used to hurt my feelings. because I was not fitting in.
Mm.
And I was holding the vibration of more happiness, and it was, my family talked about me. You know, it was hurtful, and I'm thinking, well, I'm sorry if they're jealous of me, but it wasn't jealousy. It was a perception. Well, Marilyn gets everything she wants. Well, Marilyn struggles.
I mean, Marilyn's eyes, Marilyn struggles.
Yeah.
And what they see on the outside, again, perspective, they see something on the outside they're not aware of on the inside.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's a struggle. I mean, I've been through, you think about it, you're thinking about depression from when my mom passed away and going through that state, and then, you know, the whole menopausal.
We don't even want to talk about that. That's a whole other show.
So that's a whole bunch of different perspectives.
It's a roller coaster.
Yeah, it is a roller coaster. And so when you're dealing with all of that stuff and you're working through things, I mean, one of my things is if something's going on with me, I look holistically. I always look holistically. How is there a solution holistically?
Well, that goes Wayne Dyer. I mean, there is a spiritual solution to everything.
Yes. And so when you think about those things show up. And so you're, you know, as I'm working on my energy and I'm working on this and I'm working on that, you know, there was, and as I thought I was improving as a better partner and as a better parent, then there's this whole other perspective of not enoughness going on. And that's what I realized. And what I thought about now and what I've realized is in her perspective, I will never be enough. I cannot.
It's not you.
It's not me, though.
It's not. You'll never be enough because she's not enough. But she can change that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if everything is more important than me, that was the perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is more important than me. And my perspective is I did everything that you wanted me to do. I dropped everything to come to you and take care of the, you know, everything. Everything revolved around. So perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at this going, wow, this is fascinating.
But now you know.
Well, yeah. And I was saying at lunch today, you don't know what you don't know. And then when you know something, you're like, aha, now I know what I didn't know, which means, first of all, you can't go backwards.
Right.
You can only go be here present in the now.
But you could forgive. You can ask for forgiveness.
Yes. And that has definitely been, I've done cord cuttings and I've done, you know, a lot of work around forgiveness, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm okay with everything that transpired. I have to be okay. Otherwise, it would affect me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe that sounds a little selfish, but it is selfish.
No, it is.
I say no, it is, but it's not selfish.
I say no, it is when I see I've negated it. Mm-hmm. But no, it is not selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't take care of you first, you're going to be depleted.
Yeah, I've been doing some writing, and it's the same. Yeah, I got the thumbs up on that. Yeah. So I've been doing some writing, and it's exactly that. You have to take care of yourself first in a way that you are
self-care.
Self-care, healthy, I say healthy, wealthy, and wise. Those are my three W's. But also joyful, compassion, healthy, wealthy, and wise. You become healthy, wealthy, and wise in ways.
But healthy starts with an age.
Well, yeah, you have to kind of bend that top bar down and move it up.
I was trying. Okay, you said
the. No, I was just saying that. I'm like,
okay. Well, I have to break that one up.
The monster.
It's silent. It's a silent W. It's from the old English.
I had to say that. We were getting so deep.
But it is about loving and compassionate, and joyful and kind. And it's just about, you know, you allow yourself to be in this state of love for yourself and appreciation so that it radiates out to those around you and the people that you're with. And I think that's the really cool part is that when you send it out there, you get it back. Like,
right. And you know what? I always tell people to send good vibes to somebody that they don't even like them, because I said, you know, why wouldn't you? And that's what it does is it starts changing the vibration.
Yeah.
But if you send a blessing to somebody and they're not willing to receive it, they'll come right back to you.
Yeah.
It's just like ricochet effect.
It's not wasted.
Yeah.
And if you get that concept, it's like, okay, I'm blessing everything.
I have to start doing that when I'm driving, because I definitely don't do that when I'm driving.
I think
I'll thank you for later.
You probably have an attitude.
Maybe. A is for attitude. Well, what's interesting is that you mentioned, again, people's perspective. And so when you're happy and you vibrate that, what's interesting is a lot of people, and I've had this said to me a few times in my life where something difficult has happened, like I'm dealing with something, and someone would say, oh, so you're actually human. And I'm like, well, what is that supposed to be?
Right.
Like
you're above emotion.
Yeah.
It was being you're perfect.
It was very perplexing to me to hear that. Because I'm like, what are you talking about? I mean, why would you think that I haven't had anything to deal with? You know?
Yeah.
So yeah. It was very, I mean, and so
it's
meant to be maybe like, oh, but nothing ever happens to you. Like, no, stuff happens a lot. You know, I may not talk about it the same way you do. I may not, you know, respond in the same way, but stuff is different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just because I'm not announcing it like it's a, you know, daytime telenovela doesn't mean that, it, you know, there hasn't been some drama happening and that it doesn't hurt. Mm-hmm. To go through that process of being human and realizing, wow, yeah, that really does hurt, you know, or yeah, it hurts to be like misunderstood. And even in that, it's like, I didn't realize that something happened to you. I'm like, yeah.
I think that word misunderstood.
Well, yeah, to be understood.
And
misunderstood.
Yeah, but you know, that most people don't even talk about being misunderstood. That's like not even in our vast vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, we can stop a lot of problems if we say, hey, you know what, I misunderstood you and apologize for your part.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Or I didn't perceive that the same way you did. Forgive me.
Right.
But we look at, I think when things come along, and this is, here's what I want to say.
Okay.
When, as you are going on your spiritual journey, you will enjoy the journey of being the most human you've ever been because stuff happens. And you get to choose how you are in the stuff. That to me is the difference. And it's like, yes, contrast, I call it contrast, call it whatever you want. You know, you can use the SH word if you want to. It's going to happen because that's the journey that moves you through, much like all the stuff you talk about in your book. It moved you from one thing to another. You turned left here. You met with that person there. You backed up. You drove clear across the country. You did all these things. Why did you do these things? You were seeking out the answer to something that you knew would help you. And sometimes, back to the spiritual 2x4, that 2x4 knocks you on the head. Do you choose to blast it all over social media and go, this is what happened to me today?
See,
or do you choose? No, none of us. We don't.
Uh-huh.
There are people out there that do.
No.
And here's what happened. You put the power and the energy into it, and you will continue to see very similar things as the very thing that you're complaining about. It's going to happen to you. It'll happen to people around you. You'll hang out with people that
happen to you. I know. Do people not get that?
No, they don't. And I think that's what our work is here. It's to be
people kind of notice it on follow levels, like when they mention a word, the word like cat, and then all their ads when they're looking at Facebook is about cats.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so in a way that's kind of like, but even that is a process because we don't get it until we get it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you won't know until you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're ready to do it. But when you're around people who are at a different frequency, and maybe that's the flip side of, oh, so you're actually human, is when they look at you and awe and think, well, but some you have so much stuff going on for you. It's
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, and stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you respond to it? And I think the social media is very interesting because so many people do choose to, you know,
use it as
I'm going to vent because I need to express myself. Mm-hmm. That's great.
I usually just hide them sometimes.
Sometimes you have to.
Well, you think about it. You've heard the saying, misery loves company.
Yeah.
Well, I wrote the other day, love, joy, kindness, and compassion love company too. And what you'll find out is if you're in those states, you will find yourself with those types of people.
Mm-hmm.
Much like when you are doing your complaining, you know, and you're on there, guess what? Oh my God, it happened to me. Let me tell you, past couple of days, some disturbing posts because there are people, everything from being depressed to suicidal. And what I it's nothing to love about those posts. What I've loved about how people show up, and we're showing up for these people in a sense, and basically asking them and saying, I love you. Please mm-hmm. get help. I love you. Please let's.
You know what, but
do?
Why don't people pick up the phone and call these people? Because you know what? We want to go and see them. You know?
Well, I did that with somebody. It was a student of mine from a few years ago, not that long ago. She's still relatively young. She lives on the other side of the country. And I would only, because she is not here locally anymore, mm-hmm. I would see some of her posts very sporadically on Facebook. And then within the last few months, I was starting to see more posts, which was, you know, just like, hey, what's going on? And then all of a sudden it took a turn. Mm-hmm. And there was some crazy, like, she was kind of ranting about some things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, so kept scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was posting some, basically cries for help, like, there's some stuff happening here, you know, and I need, you know, someone needs to call me, you know, just call me. And I'm like, well, I don't know your number. So I messaged her. I'm like, well, I don't know your number. I'll be happy to call you. I said, I'm on the other side of the country, as you well know. So
mm-hmm.
what is going on that you feel the need to put this out there? And so she called and was not talking about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, she definitely needed help. And I even knew some people who didn't know her at all, but lived in the same area. And I sent a little message to them, said, look, and these are people I haven't talked to or seen. Well, mm-hmm. some of them I've seen recently, but friends from high school, you know, people that I haven't seen probably since high school. But it was a sort of a network for me. I'm like, I don't know how to handle some of these cries for help because I'm not a trained professional in terms of, you know, what's going mentally and all that.
Okay.
But I do know what it means to at least just let me just check in. So mm-hmm. I did talk to her. I said, I was asking you direct questions and she wasn't answering any of those questions. So
okay.
Okay. So that's out of my scope.
Right.
If you can't answer a question directly to me, mm-hmm. You know, and I'm also clear across the country, I don't know what else I can
well,
do.
Well, maybe she buried it and it just comes up every once in a while, but don't put it out on social media.
Yeah. I private messaged a couple of people that I actually knew the same thing. I private messaged them and said, by the way, if you'd like to talk, mm-hmm. I am a certified life coach. You can talk to me. Feel free. Here's my number. You know, and they sent back, thank you so much. You just reaching out really helped me.
Oh, I know.
And I said, okay, fine. Just know that number is there. Hang on to it. Text me. Call me. Whatever you need to
mm-hmm.
do. So I would rather someone do that. Yes, I'm with you. Let's take that off the
social First of
social
all, when you
thing.
Put on social media,
yeah.
you are putting it out to the universe. This is how you're being.
Right.
You can get more of that being back. Being.
I think, honestly, though, I think, first of all, there is a huge shift and change happening, and it's been happening for many years, right? So people are getting caught up with that, and they really just don't know what to do or how to be on the planet. And I know sometimes I don't know what to do and how to be on the planet. I am trusting that every time I ask my guides that something shows up or people show up or opportunity shows up.
Yeah.
So that's been happening, and it's so cool to see it. Mm-hmm. If we could just trust in that.
And the big word is trust.
Yes.
Yeah, there is a bigger plan here.
Yes, there is a bigger plan. And that's why it's so important that people, you know, you don't have to like delve into it the way we're delving into it, because we really are. Because this is our calling. I mean,
I love my dance.
Yeah, I know, right?
And I call it a dance.
When you are being called to do something, mm-hmm. and it's frustrating, and I will tell you, as frustrating as it has been mm-hmm. the past how many years that I've just, you know, woken up and hearing that in my head saying, come this way, you know, and doing that, it's only 200 miles, you can trust the distance from here to there, and you're like, you know, you're that anxiety and that thing. But now, mm-hmm. like, seriously, you know, shutting down my print shop, getting ready to sell my house, literally becoming free in a way that is, I have not been this way since I was a teenager. That's a lot of years
ago.
And
that's scary.
But it's exciting.
You know, because it's the same energy.
Yeah, it is. It is the same energy. So it's how you put it out there. If I were in a state of fear right now, nothing would be happening for me. But I will tell you right now,
everything's happening.
People are showing up.
Isn't it great?
I have opportunities galore. my life is shifting in the way I want it to shift.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I said to my husband just yesterday, I said, you know, Terry, I'm probably the happiest I've been forever because everything is just synchronistic. It's synchronized. I can't think of the word. It's synchronistically flowing, and it just feels fun. It's like I'm riding a spiritual surf.
Yes. You know what? I say that too. I'm on that crest of that wave.
Yeah.
You're just riding
forward. And it is fun. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, my life is full. Is it going to get fuller? Maybe.
Yeah.
Fuller. Is that a good word? I like that
word. That's a good word.
It's a good word.
Yeah.
Fuller.
There was something that you said that, this was so cute. When we took Patty to the airport last week on Saturday, we decided to take her down instead of have her ride the train. And it was so funny. Terry goes, he says, we get Patty out of the car and, you know, say goodbye and everything. He gets back in the car and he goes, I'll just tell you right now. And I thought it was going to be, we are so not taking anybody to the airport again. He said, we are so learning how to teleport. It just totally surprised me. It was so cute. I said, Terry, now that was cute coming from you. We are so learning how to teleport.
Anything possible.
Exactly. But we don't have to do it yet.
Not yet. Well, don't put that out there, girl.
Yeah. I said, yeah.
I've been, you know, been watching Star Trek for all these years.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Are you watching it now?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Maybe once in a while. I have a friend of mine that was on one of them.
Oh, really?
What is it? Voyager.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Lieutenant Tom Paris.
Okay.
Like
you know, if you think about playing that kind of fantasy, why couldn't you do it?
Know.
You know, all we have to do is show up as characters.
I think we already do, don't we?
Yeah.
That's the secret, y'all.
Yeah.
This is a play. It's a really big play happening all over the planet.
Yeah.
And we're all characters.
Yeah, and I know this was an interesting subject, perception and perspective. But at the same time, life is the journey towards happiness. And, you know, we already have happiness inside us. It just gets buried. And if you can just get your shovel.
Start digging.
Yeah. It's there.
A little banjo music on.
Yeah.
It's true. It's really true. It's like move in that direction. Just go, just see that. Move in that direction. Even remembering times that you were happy and joyful and being able to sit with those memories. You know, I have a little coaching, it's called 7 days of play, actually, and it's not up right now. I'll revive it at some point. But each day for 7 days, I send out a little audio so people can listen to it. And then it's just little simple tricks that you can do, like changing how you speak, like using words like and instead of but, and can instead of can't. I mean, really changing, you know, the way we speak, saying well instead of not well. That S word. Anyway, so all those different little things, and one of them was just find yourself a really lovely memory that you can go back to, something, maybe somebody gave you a gift, or maybe so that you just have this fond memory that you can just go back and look on. And I thought, that is so cool. Like, I went to Amsterdam. I got to go to the Rijksmuseum. So, and there are these just paintings from, you know, back in the day, right? I mean, beautiful paintings. And there's one that I absolutely love. And this thing was like chopped up during the Holocaust. And, you know, like the story behind these paintings are amazing, like how they were shipped to different parts of the world and then had
and
to come
found
back.
It, and they found
it. And came back together and now they're hanging. And so I got to go to that, and that was a gift that I was with a friend of mine. It was just a gift. And it was so beautiful to see all of that and to be able to experience all that. And I thought to my myself, that's just a beautiful memory. There was nothing in that I had to be some sort of way for somebody or somebody's had to be some sort of way for me. It was just something that I enjoyed doing. It was wonderful. And I got to experience it. And so bringing those kinds of memories back and bringing us into a state of just happiness. When we move in that direction, you don't have to be in it right now. You can be sad. You can be angry. Don't stay there.
Right.
Don't
you know
there.
What? And I say to people, you know, like sometimes if somebody's really slamming me, you know, when they slam, I get up and move around just a little bit. You know, like some people just really want, that's what they like to do. And if you move, you don't catch it. You know,
right.
We do
yeah.
catch, you know.
I can move a tar.
Yeah.
Yeah, duck and weave.
Yeah,
like, you know, but anyways, yeah.
Well, I like that memory thing
yeah.
because the reason why I like it is because I have one that I just accessed because I just did it, you know, when I visited my parents
mm-hmm.
and had time with my family, which was, you know, not always the case
mm-hmm.
when you go home.
I know.
When you have a reunion with a bunch of your people. But this was really, really pleasant. And so
it's in your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that that's something that's so recent. And it was really about us having a meal. It was having those crabs.
The blue crabs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was
Yeah, and you know what?
Easy.
But you know, and then, you know, you can always call your runner angels in before you go home
mm-hmm.
and ask them to go ahead and just spread that higher vibration of love, which
yeah.
is the current, which
mm-hmm.
we all want anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch and see how it unfolds, and you become the participant on how you want to respond.
Right.
And so if you're not responding in that crazy way, the family crazy way, the dysfunction,
yeah.
you know, that exactly. dysfunctional dance,
yeah.
then you will have a different experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, everything was very smooth. I mean, I had set some expectations, and I checked in with my mom in particular, who, you know, part of it was hinging on, well, is this what you want me to do? And she's like, I'm good. I'm like, okay. So I could let go of, oh, I'm sitting here not doing anything, and we could be doing something. I'm like, cool. I can hang out. I can go to the beach. I can watch the FIFA, as my parents would call it, soccer game. And it was very pleasant. And it was one of the smoother, like usually it turns out being a little smoother when we're on vacation because no one has to do anything.
Right.
But
when
you know,
you go back into somebody else's environment,
right,
things come up.
Right. So this was very easy. And it was one of the few times in recent memory where there wasn't some other issue that we had to deal with. It was very easy. And I really like that.
Don't you? You can hit that easy, but every
yeah.
day you want.
Yeah.
You know, I like that easy, but I like it as a visual. You know, you can get them at Staples.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But it's a thing that you can just see, and it goes into your vibration
because
mm-hmm. it's always a choice.
Yeah. Because that's the thing now. It's like at first I was thinking, what a daunting task to have to move stuff, and it's like, you know what? It's not actually releasing and letting go sounds really fun. You know.
Yeah.
Like, woo, let's put it out there.
Yeah.
Let's do it, you know, you got extra couches, let's put them out there. Let's just either sell them or give them to somebody who
really
needs
them.
And, you know, so going back and forth and looking at that. But here's, I just, you know, as we're talking, I'm thinking, how fascinating it is. Like, if you do look at history and go back, look how maybe unhappy, I don't know if that's the right word, of the past and things that have happened and how people have lived and to now where how we're living modern society or whatever, and we're out here doing our little light work stuff, and as it gets a little bit nutty out there, which I look at that as awesome, change is happening, woohoo, it has. And that's another thing, you know, we're not a political show, and I want to say that this had to happen. All of the crazy had to happen in order for us to change. It is a spiritual 2x4 that is happening for the world right now. So embrace that and just hold that experience of love and light and just know.
Oh, I just found all these emotions. You know how you felt when you like wanted to throw up? You brought in a lot of emotions. Just,
did I?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to hold my heart.
Yeah. And what I'm saying is, though, when we look at it as growth and expansion, in a positive thing,
mm-hmm.
just know that there's change on the way. Because and a lot of people say, you know, when you start getting frustrated with stuff that goes on in your life, you can choose to look at it as, oh my gosh, I'm frustrated, I'm going to stay stuck here, or I'm frustrated, change is right there, right around the corner,
mm-hmm.
it's on its way.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that it happens on our scale individually, and it happens with the tribal mentality. And when we put it out there, love and light, and as funny as people look at me when I say that, Just in love. Keep sending love, and just know change is on its way. And then, you know,
it's our job. Some of us have to have that job. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
That's your perspective.
That's not perspective.
Everyone's like,
and then you get those nasty stares. It's not about love. There's so much.
But it is. And it's, you know, the heart weighs heavy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we are the catalyst for change. And this is why you and I, we're here together.
Yeah.
You know?
So think about what the world's going to be like in 5 years.
I can't even imagine. I want to teleport.
Just say how beautiful it's going to be. Like, imagine that place of beauty and tranquility and love. And more people hopping on the bandwagon of, I want to be in a space of love than a space of not love. I want to be in a space of wonderful and wonderment and enjoyment. Because I think a lot of people are moving into this space of, I'm ready to be me. I'm ready to be free. Whatever that means for the people. I think that's a... I see so many people who are, like, their personal relationships and their lives are being so disrupted in ways that, I mean, I was going, I never thought this would, you know, I never thought this. And then somebody, I hear somebody else, again, in my vibration, right? I never thought this. You know, so it's like, wow, this is what happened. Or you're saying, oh, how so-and-so, well, you know, this happened. And they're like, whoa, you know, change. I'm looking at that like, ooh, that was a shift. That was an expansion.
Yeah.
I look at it as expansion. Like,
right.
There we are.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, another interesting thing is that not everyone takes in the everyday grind of the news.
Yes.
And that's part of it, is that, you know, what are you surrounding yourself with? Mm-hmm. And it's not about being completely ignorant of what's happening, because you can't not know what's happening.
Right.
But if you really need to know, I'm guaranteeing
somebody's
going to
tell you.
You're going to hear it. But it's interesting, because it's not what I tune into. Like, I can hear it. Like, okay. And then I'll still, like, look at the sky.
When the sky was amazing.
Gorgeous. Were, like,
I had to change the subject. Yeah.
But it's true.
Clear.
And it was because I see that, because you're asking, you know, if 5 years from now, you know, how's the world going to look? But, you know, how's it going to look right now? How's it looking right now for you? And for us, like, yeah, it feels pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I think it
feels really good.
And I think that, you know, just everything I see is beautiful.
Right.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now, that's where I am.
Or the colors are more vibrant.
Yeah.
Whatever you're looking at, it's like more vibrant.
That is what I find to be very uplifting, because that didn't require me having to, you know, go walk about, you know, I just had to drive, you know, 20 minutes. I didn't have to go soul searching, you know, across the world. Not that I wouldn't mind doing that. But it wasn't like running away from anything. I was going towards something.
Yes.
As I was going towards something, I noticed all this other really cool stuff. And not everyone has been on board to do that.
The focus has been on the struggle
because I think part of it is, We're so conditioned to think anything good has to be a struggle.
No.
You know, I worked hard for this. I'm going to hold on to it.
Right.
I'm holding my guns. I worked hard to, you know, whatever the case may be.
Well, I had that. You know, with my home, I was like, I'm busting my butt for this. But I'm like, wait, it's just that.
It's just a butt.
Butt is repaired.
I'm replacing it with an and.
And you did a good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can talk like this too, you know.
Yeah, you can.
Well, you're from West Virginia. I think that comes natural.
Why resist it?
It's amazing what we hold on to. A lot of it is the need to be right, and the need to for other people to agree with you that you're right.
But if we hold on to things just because we're familiar.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we're so scared. We really do, as a human consciousness, live in fear because we stay small.
We're conditioned to do that.
We are so big and so omnipresent. We are so awesome. You know?
And the Lego movie song just came out.
Everything is awesome.
I can hear my kids on it.
I don't know that. But, you know.
You may have to watch that movie.
But I think it's good that these kids have this kind of a message.
That whole movie, it's hilarious. And the end, it really does. It does have a message. It really does. The awesome song, though, was kind of weird because the awesome song has something to do with sort of tribal mentality, if when you look at it. And it was about one little minifigure breaking out and being his own
awesome
power, his awesomeness. Yeah. And so it was really cool. And then at the end, it was really about a relationship between a father and son. And that was really cool to have that. I'm not going to spoil it because if you haven't seen it,
you've got to
see
it.
It's an awesome movie, but it has meaning. Like, it has really good meaning.
I love
in
when,
it.
When things like that, because there's so much trash out there.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of interesting movies that actually you're like, whoa, that was a message. In
the movie I saw, and I don't remember what it was, but it was exactly what I needed to see, and the message was so deep, and I'm thinking, why did I not ever write that down? And it was like in the last year that I saw the movie.
We'll have to remember.
Yeah, we'll have to remember.
Well, we have a few minutes left, so we can share our final perspective on perspective.
I'll tell you my final perspective on perspectives.
Okay.
Lighten up. Oh, she took mine.
Oh,
I love
that
perspective.
Is that what you were going to say?
No, I
wasn't
going to say that.
but it's a good one.
Yeah, but don't be so hard on yourself. You know, when if you're in a heavy situation, or if you're just your perspective needs to be shifted, just ask for a spiritual adjustment,
mm-hmm.
or a spiritual eyeglasses.
Spiritual chiropractor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, lighten up on yourself.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Don't take yourself
too seriously. You know what? I think that's huge. Absolutely huge.
Mm-hmm.
When you can say that.
Yeah. So what's your final?
My perspective is my own perspective, and
you're gonna own it?
I'm gonna own it.
Okay.
And just allow other people to have their perspective. And I'm just gonna observe and be totally fascinated by it.
What about you, Elisa?
Well, perception, as Anna would say. Like, that's true. And also, you know, what you perceive isn't usually the complete story. So there's always a higher perspective. There's always more to it than what we can see in the moment. And usually it's revealed in time. So don't give up on it. But be aware that there is usually a much bigger point of view encompassing all of that. That would then make sense, you know, when the time is right, when you can actually take into it. But combine all those things. If you lighten up, then you're not worried about what you're missing.
Yeah.
But when you need to see it, you'll see it.
Right. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, this was awesome. That's my perspective, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, I guess we will see you.
I will perceive the next show.
You will perceive the next show?
I will see you all again soon.
I'm just going to stay here right now. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Universal Energy Radio's Wow Wednesday, Women of Wonder. please like us on social media if you care to use us on Facebook.com/Universal Energy Radio and on Instagram as Universal Energy Media. Have an amazing morning, afternoon, or evening wherever you are. And just remember that life is your journey. Be happy where you are and watch where it takes you. Bye!